Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Perez. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Carl Morton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Braves. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heiser for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal, who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque fields it and throws to home to get Baker. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jackson strikes out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Morton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heiser for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-1 in the game. Lum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lum moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Lum moves to third. Garr moves to second. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lum scores. Garr scores. It's 3-2, Braves. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourque hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Lum moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Heiser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Baker reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Oates hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller pinch hits for Carl Morton. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckert scores. One out. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bork takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rochelle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lum moves to third. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-2 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-3 in the game. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heiser. The throw from Oates and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oates is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Ron Schuler. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom House now pitching. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Perez bunts towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. 1 out. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Atlanta Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.